Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 119:98.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 119:98. Your commands are always with me and make me wiser than all my enemies. What situations tend to make you most anxious? Job challenges? Relational tension? Maybe accepting and entering into new opportunities? If you're anything like me, it's often not the situation itself that most threatens your peace, but all the unknowns surrounding it. The fear that maybe you'll make the wrong decision regarding a particular obstacle, or during tough or uncomfortable interactions with others, or that you'll say the wrong thing or maybe won't say the right thing. For a long time, big decisions paralyzed me and kept me in indecision for way too long. But then God helped me to see that He would provide all the information and all the wisdom I needed through His Holy Spirit and the Bible, His Holy Word. That's His promise to all His children. Like a faithful, ever-present, and ever-attentive Father, He guides us moment by moment, step by step, towards His very best. That's His role. Ours is to listen, to learn, and to obey. I once heard it said, when you don't know how God is leading you, obey what you do know. Although I would probably modify this to obey what He has revealed, which necessitates taking the time to learn His will. Now, this involves two interconnected practices: regularly reading or listening to the Bible, and regularly connecting with the Holy Spirit, our advocate, our teacher, and our guide. And like I said, these spiritual disciplines work together. The Holy Spirit draws us to Scripture, helps us understand what we read, transforms our thinking as we do so, and then reminds us of everything we have learned as we go about our day and encounter challenges. This, in turn, helps us to build an unshakable foundation of confidence, peace, courage, and strength. In the Bible, God has given us a large and detailed book preserved through thousands of years and generations to help us know Him better and understand His will. Consider it our how-to manual for living, one birthed in the mind of all-knowing, all-seeing Creator God, the most brilliant being that has ever or will ever exist. So of course this makes us wiser than our most clever and conniving enemies, as today's verse states, or wiser than our teachers and the most experienced elders, as the following verses proclaim. And while the Bible doesn't speak specifically to every scenario you and I will encounter, it provides powerful truth principles that can guide us through every difficulty. For example, consider how God makes us wiser than those who hurt us, who slander or gossip about us, or try to sabotage our efforts in some way. Human wisdom would tell us to retaliate or to fight for what's ours, which more often than not leads to increased bitterness and anxiety and probably making more of a mess of things than we started with. Or logic might suggest that all is lost, that the person or the organization or the system, whatever is acting as our foe, is too powerful to stand against, therefore tempting us to give in or to give up. Scripture tells us, however, that God Almighty fights on our behalf and will perfect or complete all of his plans for us, and that he'll use whatever hard circumstances we find ourselves in as stepping stones in our pursuit of our calling. This reminds us that we are always coming at every situation from a place of victory, which in turn helps replace our anxious thoughts with clarity and peace. Today's verse also reminds us that as God's children, his wisdom is always with us, through his word, taken in and meditated upon, and also through his indwelling Holy Spirit. Now, we won't always have access to the Bible. When a coworker or a boss throws an unexpected problem at us during a business meeting, we can't exactly say, "Hold on, let me find a verse on this issue." But we can trust the Holy Spirit to bring passages we've read previously to mind and to use them to give us fresh and perfect insight. The more we know Christ, the more we learn to discern his voice, that soft whisper that sweeps through our minds or our hearts, the greater our spiritual wisdom and understanding. He'll tell us when to wait, when to quietly trust him to handle the situation, and when to proceed and how. Scripture calls him the God of heaven's armies, the Lord and commanding officer of all the heavenly hosts, the army of angels that are constantly advancing against darkness. But we are also called to be his servants, which means sometimes he tells us to take an offensive position. But first, we listen for God's strategic and flawless marching orders, his perfect solution for whatever you and I might face. Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you for this gift that you have given us in our Bibles. Help us to value your word. Give us a hunger for your word. Use your words to transform our thinking, to strengthen us, to encourage us, to build us, to guide us. Help us to find time to read and to really meditate on those things that you're saying. Give us understanding into what we read. And as we go about our day, as we face our problems, as we try to make decisions, bring those truths to mind that we have absorbed, whether that was this morning or yesterday or a year previously. Thank you that as we grow in your truth, you will help us to know you more. And as we know you more, you will build within us your truth. We love you and we praise you. And it's in the name of your Son we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracebox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.